This is Audible.
The Land, Predators, a Lit RPG Saga. Chaos Seeds Book 7. Written by Alaron Kong, M.D., the father of American Lit RPG. Narrated by Nick Podell. Dedication. This book is dedicated to my family who have helped make me who I am, but who have passed on to the next phase of their journey. My grandfather, Emery. My obachan, Hisako. My uncle, Yoshi. I love you all. You are not forgotten. Chapter 1, Day 141, Kuborn 31, 0, AOC. The stone around the cave mouth began to shudder. Pieces fell off, and Richter feared he had triggered another earthquake. The tremors eased, though, and the stone of the cave began to flow. It reshaped itself in less than a minute until the opening was a perfect replica of an adder's open mouth, down to the scales carved into the rock and large fangs hanging down from above. The dungeon's eyes glowed a very particular shade of red. Another prompt appeared in Richter's vision. After reading it, he forgot about everything else. The loot from the goblin encampment, his skill prompts waiting to be read, and learning about his hundreds of potential new villagers were all things that could wait. Even the chaos points he had earned that were begging to be spent seemed less important in that moment. Nothing else mattered except what he had read. Congratulations, Dungeon Master. The Dungeon of Bloody Chaos is born. The notification had a border the same bloody color as the light shining from the cave's eyes. No sooner had he read the prompt than an itching began on the inside of his right forearm. Richter ripped off his gauntlet and quickly loosened his bracer. By the time he got it off, the itching had faded. In its place was a tattoo of a hissing gray snake with ruby red eyes. As he looked at it, the image faded. From what had happened in the past, he knew instinctually that he could summon the tattoo back whenever he wished. You have received a mark, Blood and Chaos. Know this, Dungeon Master. You have provided both an item of power and a harbinger, and so have created a new dungeon in the land. Blood and chaotic creatures may now recognize you as one of their own. What this bodes for the future, only time will reveal. Your status as Dungeon Master may also affect your interactions with denizens of the Labyrinth. The power of your Mark of Blood and Chaos will grow with your dungeon level. Current bonus, +1% constitution, +1% incidence of finding treasure, +1% yield of treasure. Richter's eyes widened. Was this a scalable mark? The yield wasn't much right now, but if he could grow the dungeon to level 10, level 50... this could be amazing! He accessed his status page to see his other marks. Master of the Mist Village. You are now the Master of the Mist Village. You may now unlock the powers of your domain. Blood Oath of Vengeance. You have sworn a blood oath. You have sworn to avenge the attack on your village and kill the ones responsible. You were given 1 year to fulfill this oath. Failure to do so will cause a drop of 1 charisma per week until fulfilled. You have 406 days remaining. Forge of Heavens. Your attacks will have +10% damage to spell barriers. This bonus will increase as the level of your forge increases. Dragonkin. You are now considered Dragonkin. This may drastically change how some races respond to you for good or ill. The reaction may be instinctual, as few will be able to detect the change simply based on your physical form. The full ramifications of this may never be known, but the following changes have taken place immediately. +5 strength, +5 constitution, +5% fire resistance, +5% fire magic. Adventurer. You may now enter the labyrinth. Blood and Chaos. Blood and chaotic creatures may now recognize you as one of their own. What this bodes for the future, only time will reveal. Your status as Dungeon Master may also affect your interactions with denizens of the Labyrinth. The boon of your Mark of Blood and Chaos will grow with your dungeon level. Current bonus, +1% constitution, +1% incidence of finding treasure, plus 1% yield of treasure. Richter grinned, retying his bracer back into place. Even though he had just gotten the dungeon, he was already itching to level it up. The fact that he had no idea how to actually do that was only a minor concern, in his opinion. The bonus to Constitution was small now, but could potentially be huge if it grew with the dungeon. The increased treasure was also nothing to sneeze at. Despite everything that had happened since coming to the land, he still had a gamer's love of awesome loot. The next prompts possessed the same red border as the first one. Know this, Dungeon Master. At the present time, three primary capabilities have been unlocked. 1. You control access to this dungeon. Any and all may enter the entrance chamber, but proceeding into the dungeon proper from this entrance is at your discretion. 2. If called upon by the dungeon, you and your strike squad can choose to enter the dungeon as defenders. As a defender, you will be immune to all direct attacks by the dungeon or its creatures, but you will not be able to retrieve any treasure, resources, or experience from the dungeon or its creatures. 3. You may lead a team of adventurers into your dungeon, no matter how many other teams are within the Dungeon of Bloody Chaos. At level 1, your dungeon can only accommodate one team of adventurers at a time. His brow wrinkled. Why the hell would he want to defend the dungeon? Richter was pretty sure he was just going to try and avoid being eaten by whatever the hell was down there. It seemed like he was being continually encouraged to make the damn thing stronger. He still didn't know why Hisako had convinced him to give up his beloved pet adder. She had been absolutely sure, though, that he should offer up the strongest monster he could to be the dungeon's harbinger. He had assumed it was another way of saying dungeon boss. In Richter's opinion, a dungeon full of guinea pigs sounded a lot better than fighting the unseen killer, as the shale adder was often called. The damn thing was 20 feet long and could blend in perfectly with its surroundings. Most of its prey never even saw it before they died. If that wasn't creepy and terrifying enough, his former pet had somehow been imbued with chaotic magic. It meant that magic coursed through its very being, and not just any magic. It wasn't imbued with one of the basic elements or even a deeper magic like blood or thought. Chaotic magic was a higher energy. Richter hadn't even encountered another creature that was imbued with a higher energy except, well, himself. He had gone along with her recommendation, though, because she hadn't led him wrong yet. He looked over at his short, red-haired ally. The Hearthmother was still examining the newly changed dungeon mouth, so he turned his attention back to the other prompts, awaiting his attention. Know this. As master of a dungeon, you are now tied to it. Having built it upon your place of power has benefits. You have learned a new spell. Congratulations, you have learned the spell Dungeon Transport. You may now instantly transport yourself and any creatures within 5 yards to any accessed transport sphere in the Dungeon of Bloody Chaos. Must be cast within the domain of the village. This is a spell of your settlement. Cost 100 mana. Duration, instant. Range, self. Cast time, 8 seconds. Cooldown, not applicable. Did he just get a summon home spell? The dungeon was already showing its worth. It had always been a fear of his that if his village were attacked again, he would be too far away to help. Now, as long as he was within the 10-mile radius of his domain, he could get back instantly. It wasn't perfect. If he were brought back to the dungeon, that meant he would be returning outside of his village walls, but still, it brought a great ease to his heart. He wasn't sure what a transport sphere was, but he had no doubt he'd figure it out. More notifications were waiting on him. Know this, you have claimed a dungeon built upon a place of power. This will have consequences, both immediate and far-reaching. Embrace your role as Dungeon Master to harness this power and avoid pitfalls. As 2 powers have currently been unlocked, your dungeon will generate plus 200% more dungeon points each day. Know this. The choices of Harbinger and item of power directly affect the growth of your dungeon. Foolish are those who fear pain and so avoid the path to power. The classes of your choices have determined the dungeon points generated each day. A color-coded list popped up in his vision. Common, 1. Uncommon, 2. Unusual, 3. Scarce, 5. Rare, 7. Epic, 10. Mythic, 13. Legendary, 16. Relic, 20. Artifact, 25. The class of your item of power is Artifact. Your selection of the Chaotic Bloodstone as your dungeon's item of power will generate 25 dungeon points per day. Your item of power is unique in the land. +3 dungeon points for using such an item. Your item of power uses Chaos Magic. +5 dungeon points for choosing an item that can utilize a higher energy. Richter stopped for a moment. Artifact? The Chaotic Bloodstone was an artifact? The vein in his forehead began to throb. When he had initially examined it, its class had been Relic. That was impressive enough, but now it was Artifact? He didn't even know if there was a higher class of item in the land. The list he was looking at stopped at Artifact, but that might just be because it listed up to what his item of power was. He ground his teeth. He had had an artifact in his hands, and a fucking hole in the ground had eaten it! Shaking his head in irritation, he went back to his prompts. Your Harbinger is an epic creature. Your selection of the Chaotic Reptile as your Harbinger will generate 10 dungeon points per day. Your Harbinger is unique to the land. +3 dungeon points for having such a creature. Your Harbinger uses Chaos Magic. +5 dungeon points for choosing a creature that can utilize a higher energy. The Dungeon of Bloody Chaos generates 153 DPs per day. Know this, the two powers you have awakened, life and air, can be made manifest by your dungeon in many ways. Danger and reward are close bedfellows. Guard well your life. Know this, as Dungeon Master, your abilities affect the dungeon. Your Harbinger is a reptile beast. As such, your dungeon would normally be populated by reptile beasts. Your Limitless ability has extended this monster type to include all beasts and animals. More options may be possible in the future. Examine your dungeon screen for more information. Dungeon screen, Richter thought to himself. Letting his eyes unfocus, he realized there was a new icon in the corner of his vision. Wasting no time, Richter selected it. The image was a miniature version of the cave mouth, a stylized snake's head with glowing red eyes. Dungeon name. Dungeon of Bloody Chaos. Monster type. Beasts, all, and animals, all. Rooms. Entrance chamber. Level, 1. Dungeon points. 153 per day. Current reserved total, 0. Available resources, none. Available loot, none. To say that the screen was bare bones was an understatement. Luckily, his next prompt held some hope. To expand the information available, assign a dungeon keeper. Congratulations, you have discovered a new job for your village, dungeon keeper. Richter tried to assign the job to himself, but the answer was a resounding nyet. You do not possess the qualifications to become a dungeon keeper. Choose someone worthy. Kind of a dickish way to say no, Richter thought to himself. He just shook his head, though, and dismissed the prompt. It had been worth a try. He accessed the next prompt with a red border. Know this. The capabilities of your dungeon are legion, but it can only manifest that which has been discovered, offered, or taken. Place items and resources in the Well of Offering to increase the possible rewards of your dungeon. The dungeon can absorb loot and resources at any point, but only items placed in the Well of Offering have a 100% chance of being learned by your dungeon. Richter looked around, but the only thing outside of the dungeon was the black spike with the golden ball on top. This Well of Offering had to be inside. He was about to tell Hisako that it was time to venture in, but then he caught the look on her face. She was positively apprehensive. The sprite was staring at the entrance to the cave. Richter examined the yawning snake mouth that was the portal to the dungeon. When he had first seen it, the tunnel entrance had looked like a dark opening in the earth. Now, It was almost like a gigantic monster was going to swallow them all. He could well understand why she might be feeling some hesitation. Still, there was no other choice. He would have to venture into the snake's mouth sooner or later, so it might as well be sooner. Richter wouldn't allow anyone else to risk their lives doing something he wasn't willing to do himself. He walked up to the Hearth Mother. "I'm going inside, Hisako. You may come with me if you like. I hope you do, but I understand if you want to stay outside." She looked down the hill they were standing on. Only minutes had passed since they had sent everyone else away. The village guards and sprite warriors were still helping the newly released prisoners through the village walls. Their already slow pace was worsened by the large trench that surrounded the entire village. There were only 3 passages across the moat, and it was taking time to usher hundreds of people across. Hisako looked back at him and said,
"I want to accompany you. I wanted to suggest that we enter myself, but for some reason, I just feel hesitant. It took me a moment to realize what was happening, but I believe I am being enchanted. Hold one moment."
She started casting a spell and golden light surrounded her hand. After speaking several words of power, the light flared and then went out. Her back straightened immediately. The hesitant tone left her voice and she exclaimed,
"Much better. This dungeon is casting a doubt effect on any who would approach it."
Richter frowned. He didn't feel any fear or doubt. The dungeon looked a bit intimidating, but in the same way dating an NBA player's ex-girlfriend was intimidating, he was still going in there. He was about to ask her to explain, but he decided to check his combat log first. "Richter has resisted doubt. As dungeon master, you have full immunity to the external defenses of the dungeon." He hadn't even known. Already he had discovered a 3rd perk of being a dungeon master. "I seem to be immune to it," Richter said. Hisako gazed at the dungeon mouth consideringly.
"This newest addition to your village is already proving itself deadly. Dungeons desire to consume those who enter within them. A fear effect would drive away its prey. But doubt is far more insidious. Adventurers would still enter, but the enchantment placed on the entrance would most likely nestle in their hearts. At a critical moment, it might make them hesitate. In battle, a moment of doubt can cause the eternity of death."
Richter grew worried. Does this mean anyone that enters will have to deal with this effect? He had little idea exactly of what the implications of being the master of a dungeon were, but if Hisako's initial excitement had been any indication, it was a very good thing. Still, it was also clear that the dungeon was dangerous. Power was great and all, but he wasn't willing to sacrifice his village to get it. He had already been hesitant to let anyone in. But if the entrance gave everyone the doubt debuff, then he might need to make it off limits completely. Hisako shrugged.
"I have made myself immune to the effect, but it is still there. You may be able to do something about it through your position as dungeon master. We may also learn more by exploring."
She squared her shoulders and said firmly,
"Let us find out."
With that, she marched into the snake's mouth. Richter blinked once at the strong-willed woman, and then hurried to catch up. Chapter 2, Day 141, Kuborn 31, 0 AOC. Richter half expected the lifelike cave mouth to snap shut on them both, but despite the forbidding carving of a snake's mouth, it remained open. Once inside, the tunnel quickly angled downward at a 20-degree angle. It strengthened the feeling that the two masters were sliding down the gullet of a monster. The shaft also curved to the right, as if following the coils of a serpent. After 2 full revolutions, the daylight was lost. Hisako muttered a spell that made white light shoot from her hand like a spotlight. As they moved, Richter summoned mist lights and threw them to the sides of the tunnel. They would illuminate the passage for a full year before burning out. Richter kept his elementum short sword firmly in his grasp as they descended further into the depths. The tunnel itself was nothing special, only brown and gray rock. Loose pebbles were scattered across the stone floor, and soon there was a feeling of dampness in the air as they crossed under the water table. He could feel moisture on the stones. After walking only 3 minutes, the shaft ended in a cavern. Hisako cast another spell, and white sparks shot from her hand in all directions. Wherever the sparks landed, the surface of what they touched began to glow. 5-inch circles of phosphorescent white light appeared all around the room. Even Richter's armor began to luminesce. Seeing as how it was still covered in blood and gore from the battle with the goblins, it was not the most pleasant sight. Hisako's spell had achieved its goal, however. They could now see the entire space. The grotto they stood in wasn't huge. It was about the size of 2 basketball courts laid side by side. The ceiling couldn't have been more than 30 feet high. One strange thing was that no stalactites or stalagmites marred the smooth surfaces of the chamber. The only features that stood out were the entrance they had come out of, another exit across the chamber from them, and what looked like a well in the center of the room. The far exit had a barely perceptible, shimmering curtain of energy across it. The well was formed of tightly fitting blocks of what looked like marbled quartz. The brilliant white stone contrasted strongly with the brown rock of the rest of the chamber. The well itself rose 4 feet from the ground and was 4 feet across. What both gave Richter pause and made Hisako's eyes narrow in anger were the veins that traced through the marbled quartz. Such striations were normally a gray hue, but these were a dark red stone, the color of blood. The veins also throbbed with light as if in time with a distant heartbeat, which didn't help. Another prompt with a red border appeared in Richter's vision. Congratulations, you have found a room, entrance chamber. This room is the first chamber of every dungeon. No monsters or other dangers of the dungeon can harm you in this location. A free well of offering is supplied in every entrance chamber. None can pass further into the dungeon from this location without your permission, Dungeon Master. Richter walked up and looked inside the well, wondering what wonders would reveal themselves. He was disappointed. The Chaos Seed didn't know what he had been expecting. Maybe a giant hand to reach out and grab him when he peeked over the side. Possibly a cauldron of blood burbling far below. Maybe even a sea of snakes climbing over each other, Indiana Jones style. You had to love the classics. All he saw, though, was dirt. The entire thing was filled with dry dust, only 1 foot down from the lip of the well. Wrinkling his brow in disappointment, Richter placed a hand on the well. A prompt sprang into his vision. Greetings, Dungeon Master. You have found the Well of Offering. Items and resources sacrificed down this well may be used by your dungeon if the appropriate conditions are met. Have a care. Nothing sacrificed to the Well of Offering can be retrieved. Do you wish to activate the well? Yes or no? Richter chose yes, and his eyes grew as big as dinner plates. The floor of the well dropped away like it had gone to warp. He jumped back with a startled oath. All that was left was a stark nothingness. He felt like he was staring into a black hole. Not just a dark well, but instead an actual collapsed star. It was insanely disconcerting. Hisako looked at him quizzically. What's wrong? She asked. What do you mean? He shot back incredulously. You don't see that? She looked over the side of the well. All I see is dirt. Shaking his head, Richter walked back over to the well. When he looked in again, he still saw the bottomless pit. It made him experience a slightly nauseating vertigo. Since nothing else happened, though, his curiosity took over. Tell me what you see happen now. Richter reached into his bag and summoned a copper coin into his hand. Keeping one eye on Hisako, he dropped it. The coin fell faster than it should have. It looked like the void actively sucked it up. This time, it was Hisako that exclaimed in surprise. It disappeared. What did you do? I offered the coin to the dungeon, Richter responded simply. What exactly did you see?
As soon as you let go, it simply vanished.
Richter read the new prompt that had appeared in his view. Item accepted. Dungeon loot now includes copper coins. Know this. The incidence of items appearing in the dungeon is proportional to the item's rarity, complexity, and natural abundance in the surrounding region, as well as discovered rooms and many other factors. You may affect the likelihood of certain drops in the dungeon's loot allocation. Richter's eyes widened in surprise and excitement. He accessed the snake icon in his view again and selected Settings. You lack the appropriate expertise to access the dungeon's loot allocation information. A dungeon keeper is required for this.
Son of a bitch,
Richter muttered under his breath.
What was that?
Hisako asked. He just shook his head. With a sour look on his face, he reached into his bag for other items. Items accepted. Dungeon loot now includes silver and gold coins. He decided to start being a little more generous and dropped in a small, semi-precious gem. The prompt changed slightly. Know this, certain items can be used as both loot and resource. Items accepted. Dungeon loot and resources now include jasper. The obvious question was, what's the difference between loot and resources? Luckily, he was with a relative expert on dungeon lore. He related the last prompt, word for word. Hisako's answer was fairly simple.
Dungeons are not only breeding grounds for monsters. They also grow resources. When you offered the gem, it was apparently accepted as an item, which means it can be found in treasure chests or gained as loot from slain creatures. The fact that it is also a resource means that miners you bring into your dungeon may be able to find jasper in the walls as well.
Well, that's awesome news, Richter thought. It made the dungeon even more valuable. It also meant he would need to guard any non-combatants he brought in. He would figure out the logistics of that later, but he was already envisioning having a small fort built inside the dungeon. He reached into his bag again. The frugal part of him hated throwing the jewels away. The pragmatic side of him had always been stronger, though, albeit only just. He'd understood that investing in the future was necessary. Items accepted. Dungeon loot and resources now include Tiger's Eye, Amethyst, and Topaz. Richter was dropping in the smallest gem he could find each time, but it still felt like he was saying goodbye to precious friends. He had no idea if dropping in larger stones might mean that he could in turn find larger stones in the dungeon, but the prompts didn't give any indication of that, so he just couldn't bring himself to drop in bigger jewels. Even the small rubies, emeralds, and diamonds he had just literally tossed down a hole were worth hundreds, if not thousands, of gold. He also did not have an endless supply. The small chest of gems he had found upon claiming the village was more than half gone. Richter knew that he would have to start earning more coins soon. Until he fully understood how this actually worked, he wouldn't risk any more money than was absolutely necessary on this magic hole. Richter remembered his uncle once saying something very similar about marriage. He dropped in another item. Item accepted. Dungeon loot now includes common soul stone. Resource not accepted. As the dungeon lacks the appropriate room, common soul stone, empty, cannot be used as a resource. Yet another prompt he didn't fully understand. Focusing on the good, he was happy that he had found another source of soul stones. Richter nodded to himself and excitedly dropped in another amber gem. This time, there was a third line to the prompt. That would be fine, except they were all red this time. Red, in his experience, was only good in very specific scenarios. Apples, carpets, and drapes. Item already accepted. Dungeon loot already includes common soulstone. Resource not accepted. As the dungeon lacks the appropriate room, common soulstone, filled with a basic soul, cannot be used as a resource. Soul rejected. As the dungeon lacks the appropriate room, souls cannot be absorbed through the Well of Offering. The filled soulstone still disappeared, but it was apparently wasted. Richter had chosen a common soulstone that was only filled with a poor quality soul, but still, he hated waste. Of course, the prompt didn't tell him what room he needed to be able to offer souls to the dungeon. From the fact that room was capitalized, he assumed it was a specific area rather than just four walls, a floor, and a ceiling. When he focused on the word, though, another red prompt appeared. Know this. Further information about the rooms of your dungeon is beyond your ken. Find a dungeon keeper to unlock additional functionality. Richter heaved a big sigh. It seemed that his title of dungeon master was not as meaningful as he had initially thought. Unless he found a dungeon keeper, whatever that meant, His ability to interface with his latest village feature would remain limited. It also didn't escape his notice that the last prompt was a bit cheeky. Luckily, Hisako came to the rescue again. She admitted there was much she didn't know, but it was still nice to at least know something.
There are references to rooms throughout dungeon lore, Lord Richter. They are specific areas in a dungeon that increase its powers and properties. From what I have read, rooms can be almost any size and give any number of abilities. Some are more or less common. One of the rooms that seems to appear often in dungeons is an armory. It makes it more likely to encounter dungeon creatures that carry weapons. I do not know if an armory would affect your dungeon in light of the fact that your monsters are likely to be beasts, but then I have heard of high-level beasts that wield weapons.
I still don't get it, Richter said. Why would I ever want to build a room like that?
Hisako laughed slightly at the Chaos Seed's naivete.
You do not actually have a choice, Lord Richter. The dungeon is dangerous now, but it will become much deadlier over time. Rooms will be built according to its nature, not your desires. I recommend that you map it as often as possible to know what capabilities it can bring to bear.
Richter nodded, disgruntled. He did not enjoy feeling out of control, and it was quickly becoming clear that being a dungeon master was a bit of a misnomer. That led him to his next question.
What do you know about dungeon keepers? I keep getting prompts saying that I can't access certain properties if I don't find one.
Hisako shook her head.
The oldest books I have read, dating back more than 1,000 years, speak of dungeon keepers. Men and women who could unlock the true potential and power of dungeons. There have been none recorded for years without end, however. The more recent texts posited that dungeon keepers used a magic now lost to the land, or that they'd never actually existed.
Richter nodded. It wasn't everything he wanted to know, but at least he had learned something. He had learned from the prompt that sacrificing souls to the dungeon would one day be possible, presumably with some reward for doing so. Richter dropped a few more empty amber gems and received prompts that the dungeon could now produce luminous and brilliant soul stones as well. His curiosity satisfied, at least for the moment, he left well enough alone. The dungeon sensed his intent, and soon the bottomless hole disappeared, leaving only dirt in the well of offering. Richter decided to examine the other feature in the room, the exit on the far side. As he walked closer, he could see that the shimmering field of energy covering it wasn't exactly clear. It had a slightly red tint when viewed from certain angles. The field undulated in minute ways very quickly. Flashes of color came and went so fast that Richter's eye processed the afterimage more than actual colors, so the color was lost almost immediately, but the Chaos Seed was sure he had seen it. He looked back at Hisako, who just stared back at him with an expression that mirrored his own. Despite everything that had just happened, they both possessed a craving for adventure. They were united in an excited curiosity as to what was on the other side of the curtain of energy. His fingers brushed the field. Greetings, Dungeon Master. You are about to leave the safety of the entrance chamber. Know this. The dangers of the Dungeon of Bloody Chaos have been strengthened by your choices. At level 1, the bonuses are the Harbinger's primary trait, Camouflage, is extended to all monsters and traps. At Dungeon Level 1, they are 10% harder to detect. The item of power, the Chaotic Bloodstone, has increased the health of every monster in the dungeon. At Dungeon Level 1, they receive a 10% bonus to health. The item of power, the Chaotic Bloodstone, has made the internal structure of the dungeon ephemeral. There is a possibility of the dungeon's layout changing each time someone enters it. Know this, all dungeon bonuses increase as the dungeon gains levels.
Richter's eyes widened.
Had he basically made the deadly dungeon of blood and chaos supersized? If he didn't know better, he would have thought that Hisako had conned him. She was the one that had convinced him that making the dungeon as powerful as possible was somehow a good thing. Having the Chaotic Bloodstone as the item of power was admittedly kind of his bad, but he had wanted to choose a squirrel or a chipmunk as the harbinger. Richter still had no idea why the Hearthmother had convinced him to choose an insanely powerful creature instead. It was a moot point, though. There was nothing he could do about it now.
He was about to cross the energy field into the dungeon proper when a voice rang out. One of the guards had entered the dungeon and come down the winding ramp to find him. The slightly haunted look on her face was all Richter needed to see to know the doubt debuff was in place. Still, she snapped a salute and relayed her message.
My lord, the guards are assembled as you commanded. They are ready to bring our people home.
For a few minutes, the excitement of exploring the dungeon had distracted Richter. Now reality came crashing back. He still had to get his people back to safety. He still had to figure out what to do with hundreds of war refugees, and he had to bury his dead. Richter drew his hand back from the energy field. Exploring the dungeon would have to wait. He sent the guard to let the warband know he would be there soon. As the woman ran off, the two masters started walking back towards the surface. When they reached the top, Richter turned to Hisako. He had seen something on the dungeon interface that he thought might solve the doubt debuff. It was similar to the option he had to give people immunity to confusing mists. He added the Hearth Mother's name to give her immunity to the doubt effect. Once that was done, he told her about his discovery and asked her to drop whatever enchantment had inured her to the effect. She didn't see any real downside. They had already left the dungeon, and even if they hadn't, she had come to trust this human. After she dismissed her spell, Hisako considered for a moment and then smiled.
Well done.
He started smiling as well, but it froze when the Hearth Mother's expression turned serious.
There is much left for us to discuss, Lord Richter. I must tell you, a feeling has been growing inside of me. I have a premonition that the trials we will soon face will make what we have been through before seem paltry in comparison, and we will need all of our strength and friendship to survive.
She sighed heavily and then forced a faint smile onto her face.
That can wait for the moment, however. I will attend to the freed prisoners and ensure that they are free of disease while you bring our armies home. You have led both our peoples through war and blood. Now you will lead them home. And tonight, you will lead the loved ones of your fallen through sorrow. Travel fast and return quickly so that we may bury our dead.
Chapter 3, Day 141, Kuborn 31, 0 AOC. Richter left the village immediately, leading his small band through the forest and the mists. They moved at a fast clip. His war leader badge, Movement Speed 2, provided a 20% boost to their travel as long as they remained in the trees. He was anxious to reconnect with the survivors of the goblin raid. The allied forces of the Mist Village and the Hearth Tree had utterly crushed their enemies. Still, Richter wouldn't feel comfortable until everyone was safely behind the village walls. The goblins might not be able to follow them into the mists, but dangerous monsters still prowled his domain. Alma flew ahead with a message in her claws. The last thing he needed was to be attacked by his own forces. Richter had to imagine the nerves of both armies were frayed. If they saw another force speeding towards them, they might panic. He would not allow a simple mistake to result in further loss of life. While they passed through the forest, Richter felt as if something was off. It took a while, but he realized that this was the first time in a great while that he was in a combat situation without either Alma or the Shale Adder by his side. Calder and Scion were both still with him, but the Chaos Seed had come to rely on his pet and familiar more than he had realized. It felt strange to be without them. He pressed on. It wasn't long before he also wished there had been time to clean off the blood and gore. Even to him, he smelled like a day-old slaughterhouse. Richter could only imagine how his aroma was offending the others, but he wouldn't relax until his people were safely home. Even though the sun was up, his domain was full of dangers. The Chaos Seed had briefly considered jumping in the river before leaving. Then he'd figured the only thing worse than wearing armor covered in blood was wearing wet armor that was still mostly covered in blood. Several minutes later, he decided to distract himself from the stink and itch by addressing the prompts still waiting for him since the battle. As he read the first notifications, his eyes grew wide. Congratulations, by slaying 100 goblins, you have advanced your title to Goblin Slayer 2, plus 8% attack and defense bonus when fighting goblins. Kill a total of 250 goblins to reach next level. Goblins will feel that your aura is soaked with the blood of their brethren. Plus 5% chance for goblins to mistrust, dislike, or attack you. Plus 5% chance to intimidate goblins. Congratulations! By slaying 250 goblins, you have advanced your title to Goblin Slayer 3, plus 15% attack and defense bonus when fighting goblins. Kill a total of 500 goblins to reach next level. Goblins can sense the hundreds of their kind you have slaughtered. Plus 10% chance for goblins to mistrust, dislike, or attack you. Plus 10% chance to intimidate goblins. Congratulations! By slaying 500 goblins, you have advanced your title to Goblin Slayer 4, plus 24% attack and defense bonus when fighting goblins. Kill a total of 1,000 goblins to reach next level. Your soul has been bathed in the black blood of goblins. How could they not recognize a mass murderer of their kind? Plus 20% chance for goblins to mistrust, dislike, or attack you. Plus 20% chance to intimidate goblins. Congratulations! By slaying 1,000 goblins, you have advanced your title to Goblin Slayer 5, plus 35% attack and defense bonus when fighting goblins. Kill a total of 2,500 goblins to reach next level. Your name will be whispered in fear, loathing, and respect by goblins. That one person could have butchered so many is something even a black-hearted goblin could admire. Plus 30% chance for goblins to mistrust, dislike, or attack you. Plus 30% chance to intimidate goblins. Had he really killed so many? The Chaos Seed had to search his feelings as he jogged through the trees. Richter had had no issues with taking lives during the last battle, but now, seeing it on the blood-red prompt, the sheer number of goblins dead by his hand was numbing. The analytical part of him knew that he had only earned these titles because of the Bloodstone. While he had been possessed by the sentient item, the relic had harvested the blood of an entire army. Controlled or not, Richter couldn't help but wonder exactly how many lives he had taken. He didn't have to wonder long. In response to his internal musings, another prompt appeared. Slayer count. Goblins. 1,134 slain. Title, Goblin Slayer 5. Bugbears. 42 slain. Title, Bugbear Slayer 1. Richter almost cursed. His time in the land was even bloodier than he'd thought. He had forgotten about the bugbears. It was true that they had attacked his village, and they deserved exactly what they'd gotten. It was also true, however, that more than half of the bugbears he had killed had not been in battle. After the mists had returned, the invaders had been more or less helpless. The fighting had turned into a slaughter. Even once the bugbears had been in full retreat, that had not been enough. He, along with Yoshi, Sion, and Daniela, had killed dozens more. When they had finally returned to the village, all four of them had been drenched in blood and looked like monsters themselves. He looked down at his gore-covered form. In fact, he looked exactly like this. Was this what he was? A slayer? The Chaos Seed kept looking at the prompt. It was only a 3x3 grid, but it said so much. It did not even take into account all the enemies he had killed. The humans, undead, monsters, and beasts he had destroyed apparently did not merit inclusion in the list. Richter wondered what that said about the land, if anything. He was fairly sure what it said about him, however. He was a killer. Richter looked at his hands. They were dirty, but they weren't stained black with the blood of his enemies like the prompt seemed to suggest. He had to hope that the prompt was just being poetic about his soul being bathed in black blood. A nagging part of him said that was not something that could be taken for granted in the land, though. Richter called for a halt, letting the warband catch its breath. Richter closed his eyes and visualized his magical field, his aura, as Hisako had taught him. It still looked the same to him. With his eyes closed, however, memories of screaming,
pleading and crying enemies were recalled to his mind. Many of the goblins had not died well, and his blades had cut through countless hands that had been outstretched in futile pleas for mercy. Richter firmed his will. He opened his eyes and dismissed the prompts. After a few deep breaths, he started to feel better. He was able to force the images of battle to the back of his mind and examine them analytically. He didn't take any real joy in the slaughter, but it also didn't bother him overly much. What was done was done. He would kill again, and it probably wouldn't be long before he did. As he centered himself, he realized what was really bothering him. The fact that all the lives he had taken didn't actually make him feel bad. His internal questions felt almost vestigial. They were remnants from his earlier life on Earth and didn't serve a real purpose for who he was becoming. He had killed hundreds, literally hundreds of sapient creatures. All he was really thinking, though, was that the boost to his attack and defense would make it much easier for him to advance his title to Slayer 6. A small part of him was screaming from the dark that it wasn't okay for him to be so cold, so apathetic. But it was a very, very small part of him. Richter decided to just move on. It was done. Guilt and self-doubt were only useful if you intended to let them change your behavior. Good or bad, right or wrong, he planned to protect his village. He would forge a kingdom that was a beacon of light in the land. He pushed aside the existential musing. There was work to be done. The Chaos Seed got the war party moving again and started thinking about the practical implications of his new prompts. The increased likelihood to be mistrusted or attacked by goblins was somewhat problematic. On the other hand, it was a percentage boost. If he was able to form a positive relationship with a goblin, the base likelihood for being attacked would probably be quite low. Though with goblins, he couldn't be sure. He had only met one goblin so far that hadn't tried to kill him on sight, so maybe it wasn't a big deal. He also had a fairly high charisma thanks to the pixies, and that might make up for it. All in all, the 35% bump to attack and defense against goblins was worth any drop in sex appeal as far as he was concerned. Richter had a feeling he'd be putting his new Slayer title to work all too soon. The warband was moving through the forest at a rapid clip. Calder jogged along beside his liege, and he had kitted the guards for quick movement. Everyone was wearing leather armor. They had left their metal armor behind. The reason was not simply because the metal weighed more. Chainmail was considered medium armor, while leather was considered light armor. In addition to the extra energy it would take to move around in metal, the natural laws of the land decreed that anyone wearing medium armor would have their speed decreased by 5% per piece. This meant that anyone wearing a full set of armor would be 30% slower than if they were completely unencumbered. Wearing the light armor only slowed them down by 3% per piece, even less if they had moved past novice rank in the light armor skill. The bottom line was that they were making good time, but of course the trade-off was less defense. Richter just hoped they wouldn't run into anything big. Even though they weren't sprinting, they were moving at a steady jog. Richter was impressed that his guards were able to keep up. The training exercises they were doing with the sergeant each day were clearly starting to pay off. The Chaos Seed turned his attention back to his prompts. For slaying 432 goblin scouts, you have been awarded 864 war points. For slaying 372 goblin fighters, you have been awarded 1,116 war points. For slaying 169 goblin grinders, you have been awarded 676 war points. For slaying 38 professional goblin grinders, you have been awarded 760 war points. War points multiplied by 5 for slaying a professional. For slaying one specialist goblin grinder, you have been awarded 40 war points. War points multiplied by 10 for slaying a specialist. For slaying three specialist goblin rickers, you have been awarded 150 war points. War points multiplied by 10 for slaying a specialist. For slaying 11 professional goblin Orti, you have been awarded 660 war points. War points multiplied by 10 for slaying a specialist. Total war points gained, 3,150. Richter's mouth fell slightly open as he saw the war points stack up. He was on cloud nine again. Any concerns he had about slaughtering his enemies faded away when compared to the sweet point spendage he was about to do. That feeling lasted right up until he read his next prompt. Scheiße! Know this. As a battle sergeant serving beneath a battle leader, you are only entitled to keep 50% of the war points earned. Total war points gained, adjusted, 1,575. Know this, at your initiate rank in war leader, war points gained in a given engagement are capped at 1,000. Total war points gained, adjusted, 1,000. Total war points, 1,051. The cap was a pain, but he still had another 1,000 to spend. Definitely nothing to sneeze at. Richter planned to put them to good use soon, but for now, there were still more prompts to deal with. Congratulations for killing 1,023 enemies that were a lower level than you in a single battle. Your promotion, weakness equals death 1, has advanced to weakness equals death 5. Champions in your war party have plus 25% attack and defense versus lower level opponents. Congratulations for butchering 128 enemy non-combatants in a single battle. Your promotion, Slaughter the Innocent 1, has advanced to Slaughter the Innocent 2. Killing non-combatants will increase the fighting spirit of your war party for 1 hour. Plus 10 fighting spirit for each life claimed. Bile rose in Richter's throat. Non-combatants? He remembered from history class that every army had support staff. Before that moment, though, it hadn't occurred to him that the Bloodstone's spell had harvested goblins that weren't even fighters or casters. Despite his earlier resolve, this did bother him a bit. He spat to the side in an attempt to remove the taste from his mouth. Unconsciously, the Chaos Seed's speed picked up, as if he were trying to outrun the past. Calder asked if anything was amiss, but Richter just motioned curtly with one hand for the rest of the warband to keep up. The next series of prompts dealt with field promotions. Since he had gotten to the rank of initiate in his warleader skill, those serving beneath him could earn perks if they distinguished themselves in battle. It was limited, unfortunately, by the fact that Richter's war party could only include 11 people, not counting his companions. It was nothing compared to the 1,000 people Yoshi could lead as a journeyman war leader, but every little bit helped. In the last phase of the battle, while the rest of his army was fighting off goblins, trolls, and 2 gigantic monsters, Richter had formed his war party. It had included Tarad, Sion, Calder, and 9 other allied soldiers. 4 of them had died, something else that hung heavily upon him. He was pleased and surprised, though, that the remaining 6 had earned field advancements. Rushing through the forest, he couldn't administer them, but he had already thought of a good moment to do so in the future. His next prompts showed that there were clear benefits to butchering hundreds of people. The land did not judge. Know this. In this new age of chaos, all beings of chaos will be awarded chaos points as they level commensurate to their alignment. A cascade of prompts appeared before him, showing his leveling from the last battle. Even to Richter it looked jumbled. To his surprise, right after he had that thought, the information realigned into table format. Why didn't I do this before? He bemoaned. The sadness only lasted for a split second, though. He had more points to spend. You have reached levels 33, 34, and 35. Through hard work, you have moved forward along your path. You are awarded the following points to distribute. As a Chaos Seed, you gain 6 stat points to distribute to characteristics instead of the usual 4. Total stat points, 18. As a Chaos Seed, you receive 15 talent points instead of the usual 10. You receive an additional 15 talent points from your profession and specialty for having a 100% affinity in enchanting. Total talent points, 161. You receive 8 chaos points due to your blessing by the Lords of Chaos. Total chaos points, 122. Plus 25% to the skill of your choice. Total skill percentage points, plus 75%. Crush your enemies. Honor your allies. Live! Now that you have progressed more than one level, you must allocate your stat and skill percentage points within the next week, or they will randomly be assigned for you. Seeing the advancements in his level brought a smile to his face. It was also satisfying to know that he was earning chaos points, whatever the hell those were. And just who were the Lords of Chaos, and what blessing had they bestowed? Were they gods? He had ended the previous age that was called the Epic of Banished Gods, after all. Richter shook his head. Leveling was wonderful, but it was more than slightly irritating to once again be confronted with something new. The land seemed determined to throw his ignorance in his face. What the hell was he supposed to do with chaos points? A slight, ever so small facet of himself rejoiced in the increase of his level. He dismissed that thought a second later as he remembered what he had done to earn the boost. The fact that he forgot so easily, even for a moment, disturbed him most of all. Scowling now, he focused on what to do with his points. Anything to shut up the small voice inside of him. As he and his guards continued to run, Richter brought up his status page. Name, Richter. Level 35, 28%. Age, 24. Race, Chaos Seed, Human. Profession, Enchanter. Languages, Sapient Mortals. Reputation, Level 5. You are a man worth following. Specialty, Essence. Alignment, Chaotic, 2. Neutral. Stats. Health, 712. Mana, 602. Stamina, 350. Attributes. Strength, 33. Base 25, plus items, 8. Agility, 32. Dexterity, 38. Base 23, plus items, 15. Constitution, 56. Base, 56. Plus mark, 1%. Endurance, 35. Intelligence, 51. Wisdom, 45. Charisma, 34. Base, 30. Plus honorable, 4. Luck, 22. Before he even thought about anything else, Richter dumped his 75% skill bonus into enchanting. It wasn't enough to get him to a new skill level, but it got him most of the way there. Then he minimized the skill section of his status page. Limitless was an amazing ability, but it made it hard to even keep track of his own skills. He put 3 of his characteristic points into luck. It might just be a strange quirk, but he believed in good fortune. Always had. That still left the question of what to do with his remaining 15 stat points. Strength was an option, but as short blades were his weapon of choice, speed and precision mattered just as much in regard to his combat damage. The points were probably better used elsewhere. Agility and dexterity were both tempting, but the Chaos Seed wanted something that translated into better stats, health, mana, and stamina. That left constitution, endurance, and intelligence. More health was always a good thing, but he was already fairly high with 712 points. He also had several rings that augmented that. Endurance, on the other hand, was something he was lacking in. During the battle, he had burned through stamina at a prodigious rate. Time and again, his green bar had come close to bottoming out. Richter had learned that when his stamina ran dry, his reaction time turned to garbage. He didn't completely lose consciousness every time, but even with his high level, he became easy pickings for any enemy with a hard-on and a need to use it. It wasn't an insurmountable problem, though. Having a bag full of stamina potions had been a good workaround for that. As long as the dragon's cauldron could keep him supplied, it wasn't a huge issue yet.
What he really needed was the ability to cast more spells in the heat of battle. Of course, the easiest fix for that was...
Richter nodded to himself as he ran. If his intelligence was a cock meat sandwich, he was about to add some...